In Daf Kuf Chof Ches Amad Aleph, let us start from Itmer. Itmer, Basar Maliach Muta Letaltloi B'Shabbos. Basar Tofel, Rav Huna Omar Muta Letaltloi, Rav Chizda Omar Osa Letaltloi. And Rashi says, Basar Tofel, She'enei Meluach. Uman de Goris Tofuach, this is the Ribskirse, he, same thing. It's basar tafuach, it's not maluach. So the Gemara says, Moes HaKash, V'ho Rav Hune Talmud de Rav Have, V'Rav K'Rab Yehuda Svirelei, Be'islei Mukze. So now all of a sudden we see that this basar tafel is mukze. It's not l'chayr, it's not oimed l'achilas adam. So therefore the Gemara is asking a kasha, as Rav Huna holds, like Rav Yehuda, so how could he paskin muta l'taltalai? Abba Weistois, and we'll see the Gemara says, if he holds like Rav Shimon, so then everything is good. Now we have to understand, what is good according to Rav Shimon? Is it oimed l'achila? It is not oimed l'achila. It's oimed l'achila's klovim. The violet is very unclear, and just let's glide through the Gemara and try to figure out al kaponim Rashi shita. Rashi is very schwer to figure out. So al kaponim, it seems for klov that according to Rav Yehuda, it is mukze. According to Rav Shimon, it is not mukze. The Gemara asks a kasha with Bekiyas. Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav. And Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara answers, B'muktzah l'taltal sovaloke Rav Shimon. B'muktzah l'achila sovaloke Rav Yehuda. B'muktzah l'taltal sovaloke Rav Shimon. So I saw the Chassam Sofer is mamtik. L'chayre, this is a little stiradik. That means, if you say that it is osur ba'achila, so then it's eitzim ba'avonim. How can you tanz on zwei chasanis? Is it, if lemais it's osur ba'achila, so it should be eitzim ba'avonim. So the Chassam Sofer says that mi'ikar adin, Rav paskins like Rav Shimon. No lechumre, he's machma like Rav Yehuda. So there's only a chumra. So be'etzim, it is roi l'achila also. No, pshat is l'maise, he wouldn't eat it. But when it comes to tiltul, so then you say, but since me'ikar adin, it is permissible to eat. So me'mele, because me'ikar adin, we paskin like Rav Shimon afilo l'gabi achila also. So even though l'maise is machmel not to eat it, abo l'gabi tiltul, it is muta l'tal. Rav Chisda Omar also letalteloi. Rav Chisda says it is also to be metalteloi. Fregte gemore bar Rav Yitzhak bar Ami ikla lebei Rav Chisda. Vechoza ohu bar Avze, daveka metalteloi mishim sheletule. They saw bebeisoi shal Rav Chisda, they saw that there was a geshochtene evais, that they were metalteloi. It was basar tofel. It wasn't maluach. They were metaltalit. Mishim shalitula. It was in the rays of the sun and they put it in a shady place. Va'omar Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda gave them the incentive to be metaltalit. Chesorin kiska chazin in hoche. This chesorin kis. You have to see to move it. And for the Gemara, shani ba'avze, the chazi lomtze. Ba'avze, it is rochich, it is soft. So this is edible. So we see klal from the Gemara that if it is not a ba'avze, it is not edible. Ba'afal pikein, according to Rav Shimon, it is muta. So we have to understand. We have to understand if it's not edible, why is it muta? Let us see Rashi. Mutala taltalai, the less like mukta bitiltal. The mukta lachila sovalai kerab Yehuda. Lema, but isa muktzale in yinachile lagabi the din that it should be called muchan sova like Rabbi Yehuda the osa la ochle. You're not allowed to eat it. Ube muktzale isa tiltul sova like Rabbi Shim. Paravze shochu mishim shaletule shlo yasriya va'amalu Rav Chizda chesorin kis chazina hoche. Shata menichem oisei b'shemesh u'mischame v'silku alpiv mechama l'tzeil. So the Gemara answered, ba'umtzek shehu chai oichle noisei b'loy melech. It is edible b'loy melech, but that's a baravze. A piece of meat is not edible. Tana rabom. Let us go a little further. Dov meliach muta letaltalei. Dog tofel, also letaltalei. Now here Rashi says, dog tofel, also letaltalei. The einei roi leklum. It's not roi. Uleklovim, lav daite le mishdaye. He has no intentions of giving it to klovim. Ava meliach nechel chai al yedei molcha. So weiss da ist das dog toffel eine reule klum, lecheret means it's not roi to be eaten. So this is lecheret similar to basar toffel. But the basar toffel, we had a machloikis. A machloikis am roi. And now weiter it says, basar, bein toffel, bein meliach, mutale taltale. Now here it says by Basar already, Basar Tofel is Mutala Tautala. Now here again it gets very difficult to understand. What is the difference between that we have a Gemara before? That it would seem the Gemara said in Rav Chizde that Baravze is Chazi Liumtze. So not Baravze is not Chazi Liumtze. So it's not fit for human consumption. And Bafal Pikain, according to Rab Shimon, it is mutter. We didn't understand why. And here the Barais alone is differentiating between, the Barais is differentiating between a dak tofel and basar tofel, which is very difficult to understand. Tosfos says mahalchem here, but just let us try to figure out. Rashi says klov, that it is chazi leklovim, but klovim lav daite lemishdaya. Now, the shaila is, this svara, what Rashi said, klovim lav daite lemishdaya, is this svara a davar muskim, a fellow according to Rav Shimon? Or is this a svare only according to Rav Yehuda? Now, that we also have to know. If we will say that this is a svare only according to Rav Yehuda, so then we would understand al kaponim the Gemara before. Why basar tofel is mutter according to Rab Shimon? If this is a svare full according to Rab Shimon, the last lay mukze, Rab Shimon was very liberal in the din of mina muchan. Everything falls into the gather of mina muchan. But if it's lav daite le mishdaya, so it's not oimet ein eroi leklum, leklovim lav daite le mishdaya, so then lechayra full according to Rab Shimon, the svare shouldn't work. So then we have to understand again before, what is the svare of so why according to Rav Shimon basar tofel is good? And here again we have here a problem, what is the difference between dak tofel and basar tofel? Now we have a girse stomach Rav Shimon, mashal is moichik the girse. So it says according to Rav Shimon, but let us try to figure out for 1 minute, according to this girse, a stomach Rab Shimon. So a stomach Rab Shimon, basar tofel is good. And Dag Meliach is no good. Dag Tofel is no good. And Rashi says, because of the Klovim, Lav Daite Lemishdaya. So therefore, Dag Tofel is good for Klovim. But he has no intentions. And Basar Tofel is not good for people. And from that segment it is good. So the Valid is very, very difficult to understand Klol the Mahalath. Let's go a little further. Tana Rabot. Metaltalim eso atzomets mitneishu hu machol the klovim. Atzomets is a machol klovim. It's oimet for klovim. Fakat here we don't have the svara that Rashi said before. Le klovim lav daite le mishdai. Fakat, what will he do with that atzomets? So memele, so it's a machol the klovim. Bosal tafuah. Mineishu hu machol lechayim. Boso tofuach is a machol lechayim. So Rashi says, boso tofuach, masriach. That's an echnish gutto. Rashi before said, that, before Rashi said, boso tofu, she'inei meluach. Uman de goris tofuach, he, tofuach, tofu is the same thing. And here Rashi says, boso tofuach is masriach. So new things. Because it's not salted, it's masriach, but so it's the same thing. So the Chassam Sofer asks on Rashi, Megini Shleimer will gut machen Rashi. But let us see. So here it says, Boso tafuach, mipnei shehu machol lechayim. Because it is a machol lechayim. So therefore, it is not muktzeh. The Megina Shleimer wants to say Pshat in Rashi. He has a diik in Rashi. Rashi says, Boso tafuach masriach. Masriach, why the Shil Cherapi Digduk, it should have said, Soruach. What's that masriach? So he says, masriach means it's not soruach yet, but it's starting to spoil. Since it wasn't salted, it started to spoil. In Mistame, it started to spoil in Shabbos. So the Megina Shleimer says as follows. Megina Shleimer says, so let us think what were his intentions Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, his intentions were to eat it. I mean, he didn't know that it would spoil. So Memele, he intended to eat it Sunday. So Lochere Erev Shabbos, it wasn't Roy for, just what we had before, by Dag Tofel. I mean, he won't give it to a caliph. It's aimed for him to eat it. He'll eat it Sunday. He'll cook it Sunday. Then in Shabbos, it started to spoil. So he won't eat it anymore. So now, he could give it, Mineshuhu machol lechaye. It is a machol lechaye. No, so he says, this is telling the machlekes, Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. That means, do you say, kiven diskatzoi? Since Bein HaShemoshes, it was Poshet Oimed to be eaten by him, he didn't know it would spoil. It's a possibility it might spoil. He'll start to spoil, he'll give it to a Chai. So started to spoil. So according to Rab Shimon, you don't know the Kivin Diskatsoi, there's a Svore of Odom Mitzape. Mitzape does not mean he's waiting, but he has this in consideration, that there's a possibility this will be used for a machol behemoth, like nisnablo behemtoi. So he knew the behemoth might die, so it's so they have food for the klovim. So here there's also an odom mitzape. So memele, so according to Rab Shimon, it is not muktzi, you're allowed to imetaltel boso tapuach minei shehu machol lechaya. It is a machol lechayim. That is the svara of Rab Shimon. So now, before we'll also understand, Mustama said that was the svara of Rab Huna. Rab Huna held like Rab Shimon. Bosel Tofel will say that's normal. That when it's not salted, it starts to spoil. could start, and that's the tofel. If we will say that Rashi stims, he wants to say Rashi stims, would be four. So Rav Shimon does not hold of kiven diskatzoi. So memele, so it's roi lechaye. Why isn't it roi lekelev? I'm a wissen. The Olam should know the Rashba mutzitzach hazoi shtark on this gemore, and he comes out with new pshotim. I'm just trying to understand Rashi's pshat. That's like the shekelcha problem over here. But this is one, this is also a problem. Why did we jump from a keller when we spoke about it so much? Mineshu machol leklovim. And here we say, Mineshu hu machol lechayim. Taisus has a different mahalach. Taisus will have to see. And then again, we have to know, if we assume this, that something that's not maluach, something that's tofel, starts to spoil, so again we have problems, so why by a dog tofel is also letal toloi? So Rashi all of a sudden said that you won't give it to the dog. L'klovim l'avdata l'mishdayim. So again, this is very unclear. Mayim, let us finish the Gemara. Mayim megulim, mipnei shehein ruyin lachatu. Mayim megulim, so even though one is not permitted to drink mayim megulim, because we're afraid anochas drank from it, and there's poison in the mayim, is mipnei shehein ruyin lachatu, because a cat is not affected by the poison of anochas. Rashi says, lachatu lemazik lo oras de nochosh, Shaf anachoshim hi aichelus. It thrives on snakes, so memela, it is immune to the poison of anochosh. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimel kol atzmon osa lishahoison mipnei hasakon shemayishta odom mehem. That one should not leave it around. From the Meiri, it would seem that Rav Shimon Gamliel is not chaylik on the Hilchus Muktzah Shaboy. He's made it to the Tanakame that it's you're allowed to be metaltalit. He just says a pesadin that one shouldn't leave it around. Shema yishta oda mehem. It seems this issa, that's how it would seem from the Meiri. Lulei divrei Meiri, we could say, hey, this Rav Shimon Gamliel is chaylik. He holds, since one is not permitted to have this around, one should get rid of it as soon as possible. So memele, it is muktzeh. Miri, it seems he holds it is not muktzeh, since it's fault roi for a chatul, so it's not muktzeh, but just telling us a psazaita kehaloche. Let us see Taisvis. The chazi lo umtzeh. The Gemara said, abar avzeh, is chazi lomtze. Mikan raye, so you can eat it. We're speaking about a piece of meat that was not salted, and one could eat it raw if it's rochich. So it's roi to be eaten raw. So memele, so therefore it's not mukze. So Taisus has a frumishayla. How is one permitted to eat it if you did not make meliche? So there's dam eivorim. So how is one permitted to eat it? Is mikan raye the dam eivorim shaloi pirish muta. The kozman, the dam, is still nivla in the eivorim. It has a loch of basar. So there's no iser to eat this dam. When it's pirish min ha basar, then it has a loch of dam. But kozman, it's nivla be basar, it has a din of basar. The koma the chazi lumtze afal gav the loy malich. Dak tofel osa letaltele. Tame. So now Taisvis gets down to try to understand the barais. Midishari bosar tofel alma ke Rav Shimon osi. So goes according to Rav Shimon. And that we saw from the Gemara before. According to Rav Shimon, bosar tofel is muta. In Cain, dak tofel, nami lishri, kamei bosal tofel. So what is the difference between Dag Tafel and Vosa Tafel. Vieshleima, the Dag Tafel, Einoi Roi Leklovin. A Dag Tafel is not Roi Leklovin. For the first teretz of Tosfos, we see Klo Rashi doesn't hold like that. He says, Rashi says, it's a person will not throw it away. Sad Roi Lemishdayu Leklovin. Abu Be'emerson, Rashi holds that it is Roi Leklovin. That's what Tosfos holds. So Memela, that is the difference between Dag Tafel and Bosor Tafel. Then Tosfos has a second teretz. Inami, Rab Yehuda Osir. According to Rab Shimon, so what is Tosfos saying? According to Rab Shimon, Dag Tafel would also be Mutter. Because it's Roi Leklovim. Dag Tafel is Roi Leklovim according to Rab Shimon. Which is also difficult to understand. I mean, if it's not Oimed to be given to Klovim, the Chazanish asks Akasha on Tosfos, Chazanish asks, it says in the Mishnah, Chavile kash, chavile eitzim, chavile zrodim. Im iskinam lamachu baheime metaltel noisim. Vin lav ein metaltel noisim. So he says, what is pshat in the Mishnah? We hear a machloikis if the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, according to Rab Yehuda. But if the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, you need hiskinam. Why do you need hiskinam? Because poshet, it's oimed lasoke. So even though it's roi, even though it's roi lemachol baheima, but you have to be masmin and a fill according to Rab Shimon. That's what it seems in the Mishnah. And here Tosfos says that inami kerab Yehuda osir. That means that Tosfos is saying according to Rab Shimon, a dak tofel, since it's roi leklovim. So it's not mukze. So the Chazanish is, so we have to understand what is the difference between chavile kanim, which afilo according to Rab Shimon you need hazmon. If it's aimed for something else, so it's not aimed for this. Dag Tafel, since it's, I mean, that was Bemison the Svar of Rashi also. L'klovim l'abdaita l'mishdaya. So Rashi says, so it's not aimed for that. It's aimed for a different purpose. And here Tosfos says, according to Rab Shimon, it is, according to Rab Shimon, it is mutter. So we have to, they blacks by Akasha, the Chazanish. But let us go further with Tosfos. Inami ki Rab Yehuda osye. That it is going, according to Rab Shimon, if it is roi for klovim, so finished. Let us assume that, we don't say this svore. Of loy mishtaya. If it's roi for klovim, so that's called minamuchan already. Forget about the kasha from the chavilim, and we'll say like that. According to Rab Shimon, the din minamuchan is, personally, Rab Shimon is very liberal in the din minamuchan. Since it is chazi for klovim, so it's called minamuchan. So Tosfos says, so why is Dag Tafel? Why is Dag Tafel mukze? Ein metaltel also? Ein metaltel no isoy? Einami kab Yehuda osir. The Dag Tafel afal pi sheroi leklovin. Also letalteloi. The chol midi, the chazi leinish, loy makze leklovin. So Tosfos says, so now Tosfos was megalatos, this svore that Rashi said over here, this is Rab Yehuda's svore. Rab Shimon doesn't hold of this svore. Now, Rab Shimon doesn't hold of this svore. This is a machlokes Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. That's what Tosfos was machavish. Agav uche, the Rashba Tainis, where there's no such machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If he doesn't want to give it, I mean, this is a svod. Chamid lechazal nishla makzel leklovim. This stems afilo according to Rabbi Shimon also. But Taisus says nitazai. So it seems according to Taisus that according to Rabbi Shimon, since it's chazi, since it is chazi for klovim, so kaponim legabi tiltol at least it is not mukze. It's even though it's not oimer to be given for klovim, but it's zicha not mukze legabi tilt. So, but this baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda. You don't, well, I'm actually club. Aye, what's tutsuch with Basso Tafel? Basso Tafel multa le talta le Rabbi Yehuda. It nei shu macho le chay. So what does Taisus mean to say? Machal lechaye, there's a difference between klovim and lechaye. A chaye needs meat. That means if you are being megadol lechaye, you can't give it the vegetables to chew on. We're speaking about a chaye that thrives on meat. So memela, so if he has a chaye, he has to go and give it meat. That's upkeret. So memela, so this is a machal chaye. Dogim don't need meat. You can give them anything. So pshat, klovim, I mean. Klovim is pshat, and they don't need meat. They don't need fish either. They can eat other things also. So memele, so stamazoi to say that a dog tofel is not mukze, a dog tofel is not mukze because chazi leklovim. Why should he give it to the caliph? He's going to save it to Marta. He could cook it himself. So he won't give it to the caliph. Basel Tafel, now these chayes, they don't eat dogim. They eat meat though. So Basel Tafel, mutal letaltalo le Rabbi Yehuda, mibnei shehu machol lechaye. Because this is a machol lechaye. So lechaye, according to Taisvis, Baruch Hashem, now we're beginning to understand this Baraisa. That's the chiluk between Adak Tofel and Basel Tofel. Basel Tofel is a machal lechaye. So I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is good. And Adak Tofel is not a machal lechaye, and to a kelev he won't give it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not oimer to give to a kelev. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's no good. And the Taz wants to say, Rashi held like the second teretz of Tosfos. This is not like the beginning of Shlain. I told you before that Rashi is going according to Rav Shimon. No, Rashi holds like the second teretz of Tosfos that it's going according to Rav Yehuda. Now we have here aber a shrekliche problem. Because if we will say that a boser tofel, since it's chazi lechai, it came out now Baruch Hashem very good. They eat meat. And Basel Tafel, what are you going to give it Shabbos? You're going to give it, it needs meat. So if I can't, Basel Tafel is going to give it Tachayah. So b'zay the Gemara before Shreklach. What do you do with the Gemara before? The Gemara before we hear Amachloikis Basel Tafel. Rav Huna and Rav Chizde. Rav Huna said that it's not Muktzis Lumais. Rav Huna, you hold like Rav Yehuda. He says, no, Lagabi Yitilt, I hold like Rav Shimon. And Rav Chizde holds like Rav Yehuda, finish. So that's why it's Muktzis. And now we have the next Baraisa. The next Baraisa is, Taisus says, is going according to Rav Yehuda. And it's not Muktzah because Chazi Lechaye. So what is happening over here? It's Shreklach. So this Kashe Baruch Hashem, the Masho asks. So the Masho helps us out. The Masho says, Givaldik. He says, there's one problem over here. This Boso, that Taisus says, Boso Tafel is Chazi Lechaye. 100%, it's chazi lechaye, but I have news for you. This person doesn't own a chaye. If he would be a rich person, if he would have a chaye, it would be chazi lechaye. But he doesn't have a chaye. No, if he doesn't have a chaye, so what is pshata? So pshata is this bereisa, we hear here a machloikes tanoim. We hear here a shita before. If you say, if something is chazi for Abbas Hayana, if something is Chazi for Irvim, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochem, there's such a thing. I'm Reuter, why not? I'm going to have a Chai, to be Megadol Chai. If I have $100,000, why not? So Memele, so in Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochem, so Memele, so Be'etzim it's Roy, Rad Chom Nishtachai. But Memele, if I would have a Chai, would be Roy, so Memele, it's not called Muktzeveri. So that's what the Marsha says. So the Marsha says, this Baraisa holds that Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochim. So Memele, this Baraisa is Gevaldi good. But Rav Unen and Rav Chisda, these two people are speaking La Halacha. We don't pass in Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim. La Halacha, we hold that, Fakat it's a Shita, that these Tanoim held B'nai Malachim, but we hold La B'nai Malachim. So Mamela, according to us, so we can't reckon that it's Chozi L'chay. So we have to go with Klovim. We have to cheshbon with klovim. No klovim, there's already a svara leimakzi leklovim baser tofel. I mean, he can use it tomorrow. So that's telling the machlokes. I mean, according to Tosfos, that's telling the machlokes Rab Yudin and Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, we don't say this svara, since be'etzem it is chazi leklovim. So memeilus, according to Rav Shimon, it is mutal etaltal. Therefore, then that's the Moses Rav Huna holds. Lagabi tultal akaponim, he holds like Rav Shimon. That is how the Mashah says pshat in this Taisvit. So according to Taisvit al kaponim, the cheshbon in the Gemara is a little bit more clear. Metaltal amesa atzomitz. Now we had another barais. Metaltum as atzomis with neishu hu machel leklov. Rab Yude de islay mukze mayri kegoin shlei hoyole abosso miyesma. So Taisus wants to say that this halach is a dovo amuskemis. It goes according to everyone. So according to Rab Yehuda, you have a problem. If a person had atzomis that was attached to meat, betchilas knesis ha-shabbos, so memele, so you have here a steak that is cooked already, and you're asking, there's a juicy bone in the steak, and you'll ask a kasha, what is oimid to be done with this steak? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is oimid to be eaten, l'kovet Shabbos kodesh, ein l'cha einik Shabbos god l'mizu. Then one asks a pertinent kasha, but what's going to be afterwards? After you eat up the steak, what's going to happen with the bone? So be'etzem, that's noilad already. Now it became a machel klovim. Afterwards, after the steak is eaten, that means betchilas knisas hayayim was muchen la'odom, was oimid la'achilas odom. After the achilas odom, now it becomes oimid la'machel klovim. So memeil, according to Rabbi Yehuda holds, you look what the Ikar Hachana was. The Ikar Hachana of the steak, he didn't have in Zinin all the whole process, and afterwards he'll give the bone to the Klovim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not called Muchan LeKlovim. So Memele, it's Leila L'Biyosa. According to Rabbi Shimon, even though it was Mechuba L'Boso, but according to Rabbi Shimon, this is also falls into the category of Muchan. So Taisus wants that this Baraisa should go full according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisus says he ate the steak Erev Shabbos already. He just has the plain bones. The bones are tikka zicha roi for the klovim. The klovim going to have an einik Shabbos. That's the pshat in the first halach. Boshteid weiter. Boso tofuach mitnei shehu machol l'chay. So Taisus asks a kasha, teimet. Let us say it is a machol leklov. V'yesh leima. He says, by the Thomas, what machol leklov? Why did we jump to a chay? V'yesh leima. The Rab Yehuda osi. It's going according to Rab Yehuda. So the Meila, Taisus has here a mahalach. So with the cheshbon, we can understand. That's what Taisus wants to say before that Thomas will not mechuba lebosa. That is going according to Rabbi Yehuda and Taisvus at Opketaych. That is the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in this Nekude. If something is not oimid to be given to a keleb, something is not oimed to be given to a keller, but you could give it to a keller. So Taisvis said, that was Taisvis' second teret. So Taisvis says, according to Rab Shimon, it is muta letalto. According to Rab Yudah, it is also letalto. So the yeshloime the Rab Yudah also. It's going according to Rab Yudah. Ve'enei masriach keperish akuntrit. It's not masriach. Because if it would be masriach, so then Taisvis is weiter in hot water. So if it's masriach, so it's roi leklovet. So I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should not be mukta. Unless the way we said before, but that it became masriach in Shabbos, but Taisvis seems didn't learn like that. Ve'enei masriach keperish akuntrit, ela chazile, punfaker. It is chazile. V'chol midi d'chazilei le'inish lo'i makze l'klovim. Since it is chazilei faker, that's why it is mukze. Because it is chazilei, so he will not give it to klovim, according to Rab Yehuda. Avol midnei shehu machol l'chaye muta l'talploi. So here Taisvis says the saw that we mentioned before from the Masho. He got it from this Taisvis. V'chol Yisrael b'nei melochem hain. Faker, that even though he doesn't have a chaye, but since he's roi to have a chaye, so memele, and a chaye you do give boso, so memele, therefore there's not mukta. But abchizde de loy shori boso tofel, me hai taime, ay, so lochayre tzroi lochaye, less like all Yisroel b'nei malach. So bekitzer, according to Taisvis, hat medach epis hashtikol mahalach, In the sugya over here, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, something that's roi la'odom, you cannot make it ois mukze if it's chazi le'kelev, if it's not oimer to be given to a kelev. This is the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rab Shimon. Again, we mentioned before the Chazanishas, he doesn't understand this. The yes from Chavilim. The Rashba also is chaylik on Taisvis. The Rashba says if it's not oimet for the, how does Rab Shimon come in? But upon him, Taisvis said this yesod. According to Rab Shimon, abi it is chazi for a kelev, even though it's not oimet to be given to a kelev. According to Rab Shimon, it is not mukte. And these baraises are going only according to Rab Yehuda. According to Rab Yehuda, it has to be oimet to be given to a chaye. And oimet to be given to a chaye, dependent if you hold Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, is aimed to be given to a chay. And if not, so it's not aimed to be given to b'chay. So upon him, according to Taisvis, Shashtikul Klore Mahalach, in this very difficult sugya. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Kaifin es asal lifnei ha'afroichim, kedei sheyalu v'yerdu. You want them to get mezainis, and they have to go on the sal to the mezainis were on a higher place. So you kaifin as a sal b'fnei afroichin, hashminin dechli nitol ledavar she'enei nitol b'shabbes. That one is permitted to be metaltal akeli, even though it's for a tzeirich davar hamukta. That Yitzhak mishani lo beperikimol b'tzeirich lom kaimer. Rab Yitzhak holds enkli nitol. One is not allowed to be metaltal akeli, but tzeirich hadva mukte. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, speaking about the tzeirich mekoyma, he was permitted to pick up this, he needed the mokim of the sal. So if he has it in his hand already, he's allowed to go and bring it to lifnei afroichim and put it down. Deishiyalu v'yeldu. Talnegoylis shebolcho. A new case. A talnegoylis ran away. And you want it to get back? Shebolcha min habayis. So what do you do? Doichin oiso ad shetikonis. So you're allowed to push it, as she says, biyodai, allowed to push it. So this pushing is, maybe it's a little, a forceful way of coaxing, but this is not tiltal. This is not, you're not being metaltal about chai over here, you're just pushing it, you're not lifting it. You're not carrying it, you're pushing it. And when you push it, so the Tanagil understands what your Mechuban is, and it's a great fight, how you're pushing it. So this is, so this din doichin is telling us that that this is mutter, this does not have a din of tilt. Madodin agolim v'sayoch. Now, by agolim v'sayochim, one can do a more successful oifen of directing the agolim v'sayoch. What do you do over here? Oicheis b'tzavor, mechaptes on beim halt, uvetz todin, v'goyreroi, u'mesayoi, leile, u'menaneya, loy beraglo. The mechuvin is over here that it's going to walk by itself. No, pshat is, if you hold it by the neck and you pull it, it's going to walk. So memeile, so this is mutter, and this is much more successful than doichin. Doichin is a very slow process. Here you hold it by the neck and it's a gate weiter. We have to, again, this is weiter, not tiltel. This is not tiltel mukti. You didn't lift it up. So this is permissible by a golem v'sayochim, and kan she'ela ben, why can you do the same thing with a talmid goylis, and that we'll see in the Gemara. Ha'isha madoga es b'no. Ha'ichazosoi v'zroi oisov me'achoyro, v'misayatai v'hu me'miyaraglo v'oyla. Here again is the same din. Here we are not speaking about a muktzadiki shayla, here we are speaking about shayla of mavir, of hitzo, that it's not called you're carrying him. Yishem adodas b'no, omar abiyu, the emesai, v'zman, shehu noitel achas, v'meini achas, that he is bekoyach to lift up one foot, and when he lifts up one foot, he puts down the other foot, so he is bekoyach to walk a little bit. Avrim hoya goyreros, that yimam is schlepping the child, so then that is also. That is already hitzo. Shenoytel achas meiniach achas. Shetinek meiniach esraglo. He himself moves his feet. Shemeiniach achas megbia achas. Avol goyra also mitnei shenoyso. So here you're taki carrying the tinnik. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Amarat. Beheime shenoflo la'amas amayim. And you want the behemoth to get out. And it seems the behemoth is having difficulties to get out because it's a deep amas amayim. Maybe karim v'kastayis u'meiniach tachter. Somehow it seems there's no reason of a yitzor over here. Let us hope that everything is mesubah with an erev. But here there's a psashayla of mevatel kli mehichona. We'll see soon how this occurs. So Omar Rabbi Demarav, Eim Shnof Lam Asamayim, Mevi Karm V'Kastis, U'Miniach Tachter. Vim also. And if it went up, okay, so it's good. Now it got out of Lam Asamayim. Meisvei, Frek de Gemore, Behim Eshenof Lam Asamayim. It says, Oysa Lo Parnos Obim Koimo Bishvil Shloi Tomos. It doesn't say such an Eitzer. To go and bring karen v'kastis. It says you bring food to the behemoth there in the Amas HaMayim and you give it food. Panosa ein karen v'kastis lo. And here, Rav Yudah Merav said, you can bring karen v'kastis. It's a stira from the Baraisa. So the Gemara says, loikash. Ha de efshe b'panosa, if l'maise, it is possible, by bringing food to it, the animal will not die. So then faker, so then it's efshe bepanosa. Ho the e efshe bepanosa. But here with the Rav Yehuda Merav is speaking about e efshe bepanosa. Ho the efshe bepanosa ain't. Biloi maybe karim vekastis aminiach tachter. Frek the gemore vekamavatol kli mehechona. But how you're permitted to do this is mevato kli meichonai. So the Gemara says, "Sova mevato kli meichonai derabonon." This is an issa derabonon. Tzar balei chayim diereise, osi diereise v'dochi derabon. So Rashi says, "V'iloi." v'iloi, if it's loy efshe b'panos, k'goyin shamayim amukim, it seems there it's the efshe b'panos. So the male, then you bring karim v'kastav. V'kamavatal kli me'echona, v'mishehi nicham tachteho, en yochil etaltalon. He says, by putting semi stuffs underneath the behemoth, so, and the behemoth is now on it, so mamela, now you cannot be metaltalit. Now it becomes a pesad bosses to a double mukzer. The daima le seiser binyin mi de rabona. Seiser binyin, vatakli mechonim mi de rabona. So that's the baskir, so. Tommy le seiser binyin. Vatakli mechonim mi de rabona. Tzar balechayim di erais shenema ozei pazei vima. V'hi keman de doresh taime de kro, v'shem tzar balechayim beilu metzir. There's one man the yoma that holds that tzar balechayim is a erais. So therefore, it is permissible to be mevatel kli mechonoi kidei the mokim tzar balechayim. That's me the Sfas Emes asks Sakashe, since there's a Machlekes Tanoim, as we see from Rashi, so Lochere, the Gemara could have answered, Parnos saying, Kal Vekast Isloi, the Gemara could have answered, that's going according to the other Tana. Those Tzar Balechayim love the Eraisa. The male then it would be Yosa. Sfas Emes also speaks that, and what will be if the Kaan Vekastis won't help, is he permitted to take this apoiskim? If Kaan Vekastis will not help, the person is permitted to take out the Behema Biyadayim. Others say it is all, and they have the same cheshbon. Tzar Balechayim Deraisa, and then Tiltul Muktzah Zad Rabbana. And others say that Ein Lameidim Shvusim Zeh Mizeh, the Shvus of Avata Kli Meichonai, they were Mekel B'mokim Tzar Balechayim. Other shvusim, they weren't makel. So kaponim, it seems that kaponim, other shvusim that we see for klal, that they were makel b'mokim tzar balechai. Tanegoilis shebolcha. So by a tanegoilis it says doichin ein madodi loy. The Mishnah differentiates between tanegoilis and agolim. A golem is you hold on to the eagle. You schlep it. And here you're only permitted to push it. Tanina loha de ton rabo. Madodim behemo chaye v'oif bechotza. Avoloyes a tan agoilis. So we see, oif over here means an evois, a duck. But tan agoilis, one is not permitted to be madod. Tan agoilis my time aloy. What is the difference between the anagoylas and others? Omarabaye mishum the mekfaya nafsha. That a anagoylas, if you hold it by its neck and it feels pressure, it lifts itself up. So memela, so then you'll be carrying it. Then there'll be a shayla of tiltul mukta. Madodim loy, let us see Rashi, shaloye oifza bikapeo viragleho noigim looret umaylicho. You shouldn't do that. The makfaya nafshe, makbas atzmo min haoretz, the nimtzo ze metaltel. So he's being metaltel, the shayla of tiltul muktzah. He's going to lift itself up and he'll be carrying the talmid goylos. Alvol avoizim sheoichzin begapeyim, ein mahalchin beragleyim. So the mele, that's the pshat in oich. Now, but it says also that this is only permissible b'chotza. B'vayistois b'rshus harabim, it is not permissible. U'miyu b'rshus harabim loy, mishum shema yagbiya min ha'ore, v'nimtza noysom. It's b'rshus harabim, here's a besondere shel, it won't lift itself up, but since these are light animals, agolim, seyochim, avoizim, so he might go, he'll get a little disgusted holding and pulling it, he might go and lift it up. The nimsa noisa. the stomach erabonon the pligi leider rabnosa ba matniga the moitzi chay voif ben chayim ben shrutin chay. But the rabbonon hold that by a balcha you do not say chay noise yes atzmoi, and therefore if you lift them up it will be chay. So therefore they were only matir bechotzer, not b'shusara. But here they weren't geyser that they might go and lift it up. The nami magbilei chay noise yes atzmoi. The ochi mekminen hosam the ba'odam moider rabbonon le rabnosam that you say chay noise yes atzmoi. Tani chod. Oh, there's one more Rashi. My prayer can act be yadaychu de chagigus. It's a lashon of hagbor. Zot the Gemara weiter. Tani chode, madodim behema v'chaye v'oif v'chotzer, avoloi b'rshus harab. V'isha madoda es b'no b'rshus harab, v'ein tzorch loyma v'chotzer. V'tanya ido, ein oikrin behema v'chaye v'oif v'chotzer, avol doichin behem sheyichnesu. Fragt die Gemara, ein oikrin, what does ein oikrin mean? Ragleo legamri min ha'oret, de muktzehi letalpo. So the first baraisa said, ma'adodim behema v'chaye v'oif v'chotzer, that al kuponim, al teshayla of tiltu muktzeh, ma'adodim is mutter, because there's nothing left to worry about. It won't lift itself up. And the geyser, maybe he might lift it up, that they won't geyser, because muktzeh is the rabbona. Now, the second baraisa says, ein oikrin behema chaye v'oif v'chotzer, one is not permitted to lift up behema v'chaye v'oif, avol doichin behen sheyichnus. Fact the Gemara ha'gufe kashe. B'chal this baraisa is very sure. Amret ein oikrin. It says you're not allowed to lift it up. That's total muktzeh. Avol diduyei midadina. Hoda amret doichen ein madodin lo. Amar Abaye seif ha'son l'tan l'goyles. Avol doichen is going case this. Avol doichen ben sheichnu, so that is going on l'tan l'goyles. Zogt Rashi, diduyei midadina noifzeh b'shnei tzideo b'yodoi u'madodin. Vahave tiltu tvei midchie shedochfo miachara. So do vaistocho is akir is osur, but madod is muta. The sefer vaisto is tafke tchie is muta. So the morsa sefer diktoni doichin avo loi madod in ason letan legoilus. Reisha bishar oifis. Reisha speaking about shar oifis. And by shar oifis heis this afilu tafke akir is osur, abo to be but the madodin is mutter. Omar Abaye, hay man the shochet tanegoilus, a person who is shechting a tanegoilus. So since we mentioned before that the tanegoilus has a tchune, that if it feels pressure on it, it might jump up. Veshinu lekare be'are inami nidolohu meidol. Either you should lift it up, or you should bend the feet on the ground to make sure that it won't be able to put pressure and jump up. The Dilma, because it will be standing straight, maybe it's going to give a jump. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, L'chbishinu l'karei ba'arek, v'eshi yiskaplu, lo yuchlu l'ischazek alein, the feet should be bent. Inami lidlinu yagbienu shlo yehei raglov noigeis loritz, or else it will be mekalkul de shchita. Zog toisvis, ein oikrin behema chaye v'oif. Now, we don't have this girse, but there was a girse l'sforim de garse rishus harabim. So it says as follows, ein oikrin behema chaye v'oif, l'sforim de garse rishus harabim, Hach bereise pligi akamaisi betarte. Didakinon ho diduyi midadinon afilu bershusara. and we're not goyzer, he might go and pick it up. Because we are afraid of the Isser Tiltel. He might go and since it jumps, he might go and it'll be metal for the Talmud Gaelus. The Taisus Lasforim, the Garsi, ain't Oikrim Behem, Machayev Oif Bechotzer, Osishat. According to this Girsa, so it's mamish like before. Zot the Mishneh weiter. Ein miyaldim es habeheime biyont. Avol misadim. A person is permitted to help the lady of a beheime. Umiyaldim es haisha bishabes. Vekoyren lo hachoma mimokim lamokim. Machalin oleos hashabes. Vekoyshen es hatibo. One is permitted to make a kesha on the tabur. Rabbi Yosi Omer af. What is the reason of the first halacha? So tzatirche that is also. Avol misadin oisa biyonte. Umiyaldin isha b'shabes. The koishrin atibur shall blad shehu oroch, if it is too long, one ties it. Why is this necessary? Sheim lo yis kasher, if it won't be tied, the yikorech b'shem dovo, they'll get caught in something, yeitzu meyo vim yagbiyu atinik, if they lift up the tinik and the tabur got caught in something, so it's a sakone for the tinik. Zakti Gemor, Keitzad Misadin. That it says in the Mishnah, Ein Miyaldin, Avol Misadin. What does Misadin mean? Rav Yehuda Omar, Oichez Es Havlat, Shelo Yipo Loretz. Did you hold the Vlad? Rav Nachman Omar, Doichik Bibosol, Kidei She Yeitze Havlat. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Doichik Bibosol, Shel Behema Lifnim, You push the bosser of the aim, sheyeyav lav, boilet lechutz. That's how you're misayeya in the labor. Tanye kevosi the Rav Yehuda, that the misadin is with the achizes of lav. Keitzad misadin, oichzin es of lav, shelo yipay lo'oret. That's number one. Number two, v'noifeyach loy bechoit. You blow into the nose of the vlad. So Rashi says, "Shenechirov stumim loy beririn." From the lede, the nostrils are fashtopped from the liquid that it found itself in. So memele, one is permitted to blow into the nostrils to clear his nose. V'noisin loy dad l'soich piv kivei sheyin. So Rashi, v'noisin dad shel imoy l'soich piv. So that is also permissible. Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel merachmen. Another thing is permissible to do for a lady. Merachmen. So Rashi says, what does merachmen mean? Ma'avin es vlodo oleo. A person is permitted to make ishtadlis that the mother should be merachmen on the vlad. Yeah. Hainu al beheime. But this merachmim is only by a behemoth teire. We'll see why later by behemoth meyena. So the Gemara heichi of it. What does one do? You can't have a shmooze with the mother that she should have rachmonis on the child. You have to do something else to be meyere the rachme ha'ein. Omar Abaye, maybe bull shel melach. You bring a handful of salt. Umeiniach lo b'seichal rechem. And this is after the lady. And this is like, in other words, you're pouring salt on raw meat. Kidei shetisker tzara v'terachim olo. Very interesting how this works. So Rashi says, molei egroi, dekayev lo, then it starts hurting her again. And she remembers the tzar. Umrachem umrachma es avlad im richaktoi. Exactly how this works, what the lomdus is, veisachnish, about kaponim, we're speaking with the intellect of a behemoth. It seems that by remembering the tzar of the lady, that is ma'ira the rachmim on the blood. Or another oifen, umizalfin meishilya al gabi vlad, kidei shetariach reichoi utarachim olo. What is this meishilya? Shoirin es ashilya b'mayim. So memele, and one shall smell the reyach of the shilya tarachim olo. Seems this is ma'ira the leide, so look what this is, it seems she forgets about the leide. Maybe she forgets about Bechlal that this is her vlad, but if you remind her about the lady, so then she puts two and two together that this is the vlad. V'davke tohire. Shimon Gamliel said, this is only permissible by behemah tohire. Aval tmeye loy. My time it. Tmeye loy merachik avlod. Tmeye does not have this tchuna of being magic the vlad. V'merachik avlod loy mekalva. And if it is, so these eights won't help. Subtrashi le marachika, ein dalko le rach. Zogte gemore weiter, miyaldin es ha isha. So it said, it's a whole series of halachas. Miyaldin es ha isha, bekein lo chachome, umechallim oleo sa shabbos. So the gemore asks, mechdei, tono le miyaldin es ha isha, bekein lo chachome, mimokim lomokim. So what is till now? Until now, we're not speaking about full Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Lasuye od etonah rabon." Im hoyso tzricha l'ner, chava tamadlekes l'asaner. If the Yodis needs a ner, so you madlek a ner for. Im hoyso tzricha l'shemen. If the Yodis needs shemen, chava tamevia l'shemen biyat. So you bring shemen biyat, you bring it in a reshus harabim. So we want to make a shinui in the haitzah. So usually if a person wants to carry shemen, he doesn't hold it in the palm of his hand. So that's not a derech haitzah. V'meinei sofek, if this is not maspik, biyat, maybe a besaro. So then you bring it besaro. V'meinei sofek besaro, maybe a lo bekeli. Omama, im hoiso tzricha l'ner, chavato madlekes los aner. So one is permitted to be madlek aner for you. Frek de gemore pshite. I mean, what is this different than any other chilu Shabbos that is muta for you? So the gemore says, lo tzricha besume. We are speaking about that the oldest is a sume. Mal de teimek even the loichos yeos. She doesn't see. And those who are Isaac in the Leide hold, it is not necessary to bring a Ner. So why should you have to take a bring it? Kamash Milon, Isuvi Miyas Vedaita. But that a Ner is there, this will calm her down. Sodro, Iiko Midi Chazi Chavoto Vaovdali. If there were anything will be necessary now since it's a Ner, so Memela, so she's more calm, and therefore the calmness of a Yodis is very essential to make sure that there shouldn't be a sakona in the later. Let us see what Rashi says. May via lo shemen derech reshusarab biyad bekapon the palm v'leibekli v'kama de'efshem v'shanim v'sairo socha sairo shemen. Shebo etzla mekan chosay. The ain kan chilu Shabbos. Rashi is speaking about the haitzah. Kiven shein derech haitzah bekach. So the Gemara asks pshite the pikuach nefesh teiche Shabbos. So fashteitzer madlikin esaneh. Let us see Tosfos. Kamash melon isuvi miyas v'dait. So one is permitted. Tosfos, Avogav, the Beperik, Basra, the human, Ama Hoyle Ema Hilin Oisai Vyema Kipurim Ela Alpi Mumche. You need the not stamazo. You need a mumche to say that he needs to eat. And if you know mumche that this chayla needs it, and if he won't eat, it'll be a sakana. Vahache shari. And here we were matter without anything. Vishum yisubi daite. Hainu. Sheyaisa yechayla hayeledes listaken al yedei pachad shetispachay shemo ein oisin yofe ma sheitzricha mima sheyistaken hachayla berov. So memeila, that what achayla becomes a mesukin berov. It's not, he could be achayla, but it's not muchach that love, that ra'oven will enhance the sakonet. So therefore, if you want to be machalim yom kippurim, you have to have a mumche to tell you that he's in a matzav, that the ra'ovein will put him in a matzav of sakot. Masha enkein, the fear of a yodis, that is olol to be misakin, huh? So therefore you don't need a mumche for that. So if she feels that she wants a ner, so mameila, therefore, so it's mutter. I'm not mistaken, Rav Moshe Zechen Vachon HaTshuva brings about to go along with a Yodis in a car. So this didn't, if she wants someone to go along with her, so Memele, so we have this heter over here of Yesuvi Daita.